told off for shouting straight away.
Oh my god. Wait, all right, I'm finishing the intro. Brought to you by your favourite and fabulous cousins, Prinny Ray.
And Anne Malone.
Woo!
Yay! Yay! They're gonna hate our guts.
No, basically we have to do like mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. And we sit there and we're like, yeah, this is how I'm gonna talk. This is my voice. This is how. And then 1 second in we're like
and they're like, fuck's sake, we just on the levels for quiet and now it's loud. And anyways, guys, if it's loud, just turn it down your headphones.
Turn it down.
Right, fucking hell, what a week.
You know what? I don't know what we're like. Our lives are so eventful. It's a lot for me.
So much just happened.
It's a lot for me. And I haven't actually caught up with you properly. So this is like going to be a catch up.
Yeah, we actually, guys, shock. Like, we have not spoken in so long. Mm. Which is like abnormal.
So long is like 4 days.
But that's like a month.
That's a long time.
Literally, I rang her today and I was like, I just miss you. Like, I haven't seen you so long. Like, what's going on? Like,
no, honestly, when I picked up, it was a bit like...
Weird.
It was weird. It was like, you know that friend that you haven't spoken to in like 6 months?
Yeah,
that's what it felt like. I was like, hi.
No, she's like, hey, shawty.
Is that what I said?
It's me, shawty. No, but like, that's what it's like.
Oh, the energy.
No, I was bare scared. I was like, oh, she's not even going to answer my call. And then I'm just going to look like a bear. This is going to be a miss FaceTime from Amber.
No, but for me personally, I was off last week. And I was going ham from Thursday to Sunday. So by Monday, I didn't want to talk to... I was a shell.
Yes, the last time I saw you was Thursday at the Hoxton. Yeah. But we couldn't really talk. And then you went out
and
with your friends.
And you were at the
Hoxton
again the next day. Yeah, I went out on the Friday.
And then you went... And then, and then I was there again on the Friday. What did I do on the Friday?
Oh, my God, that means we actually haven't spoken properly since Wednesday.
Day. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
I know. Nearly a week.
Vomit. Oh, it was time to catch up. How was your weekend?
Yeah, good. What did I do this weekend? Saturday.
You went out on the lash?
Went out on the lash. Had my homegirl come down. We had a spontaneous meet-up with our other homegirl, which was very lovely. Watched the match.
Mm.
Got absolutely rat-assed.
As per.
Shock. Ended up in bars, tally up.
No, you
shock.
Didn't. Oh, I didn't
then
catch
ended
that
up
part.
At the Chinese. Shock.
Oh, you didn't post? Did you post it? No.
Maybe I didn't. No. I was very, very drunk.
That's really fun.
Yeah, it was very fun. We ordered pizzas. Ordered loads of drinks.
At Bar Italia, then went Chinese.
Yeah. But you know, I'm fat.
Oh, that is... That's
but
like
I didn't
music
go to that Chinese. There's another Chinese.
The better one.
Yeah, the better one.
Because the one we went to was...
It is a bit ratchet, don't catch it, but it's open when we need it.
Yeah,
so, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I had my wonton soup. Oh, I love it. I love a wonton.
So what time did you get home?
4.
All right, it's decent.
Yeah, and then...
when the bird's doing... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
No, do you know what? It actually wasn't bright, considering just yet. I was like, wow, I'm really improving here. Sunday, oh, God, it was just absolutely fucking hanging. Stayed in, was meant to go to brunch, couldn't go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Aww. And then... it was just bad. And then went for a pub lunch.
Okay.
Evening. Had a pub roast. I just thought
at least you make the most of the day.
Yeah,
you know, do
something to heal me. Had a pub roast. Went and got my big toes sorted out because they were chipping.
Oh god!
So I went and got them, and he didn't even charge me.
Oh, that's lovely.
And he probably did like little manicure pedicure on like just my big toes.
Oh,
really sweet, really really sweet guy. Lovely. I was like, how much? He's like, no charge. I was like, thanks. really. Do you know what? It really pays to have good customer service.
Because
I'll come back with all my friends now. Do you know what
facts,
I mean?
Facts.
Yeah, then might have gone to a friend's house on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. I got that part, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Vibes.
Go on.
Where do we start? So, yeah, it started from Thursday. So I went to be at one, a couple of friends, went out with the lads.
You was like quadruple parked.
No, like
seventh park.
There were 20 drinks on the table. So what happened was we were supposed to meet at 6:30 and I was already at the Hoxton. You were working there. Yeah. I was working there. So I walk around at 6:30 and I didn't really know the vibe because one of my guy friends invited me, but I was like, wait, is it just me? Is this like Is this like an unsolicited date? Like, I'm just really confused. But it turns out the other guy was already in there. Yeah. So then I was like, okay. So I called him. He's like, I'm around the corner. I was like, I'll wait outside for you. Getting all, I don't know what corner he was on, but it's not my definition corner.
Yeah.
So time's pushing. I'm like, well, like, this is just silly. Let me go inside because there's someone actually there. By the time I get in, it was then like going to 7. And I didn't realize the happy hour ended at 7.
I think it's so dumb when they do that. Like, yeah. Who finishes work at like,
like 7:30 or like 8:00. Come on. Eight
at least, because they need to think everyone's working from home. We have to travel in.
Like, sorry, that's so true.
Because every time I'm trying to catch a happy hour from going out to a bar, I'm like, fuck, finishes at 7:00. Like, okay, I finish work at 6:00 and need to get ready. Like,
yeah.
How am I going to miss it?
Exactly.
I'm going to miss it.
It's stupid. So I think he had ordered drinks, but I think he ordered 4, like 2 sets for himself. So yeah. I was like, okay, do the math. So I ordered 2 sets for myself as well. Then my other friend, I don't know what he did, but like there were just a million more drinks than I ever anticipated. So I'm looking at the drinks like, well, that's not mine. These are mine. They're like, no, we have to like
all drink it. I do and love then, friends like that.
But for some reason, the boys are more drunk than me.
Do you know what? Boys are actually lightweights, you know?
Like they kept being like, oh, I'm so drunk. I'm sick. I was like, no,
you
no,
pull yourself together.
No, literally. But it was when I got home.
Was he like, oh.
No, literally, it was Mr. Krabs. I was like, oh, you are drunk.
You know when you think like you're fine, and even like you go toilet, you're like, look, I'm sat on toilet like I'm fine, and then it just suddenly hits, and you're like, and like you're like, mate, actually, I was fucking done out.
Done out. No, it was mental. And then the next day, I didn't have a hangover, which is good.
That's good.
I didn't have a hangover.
Was he mixing drinks?
Probably. A porn star, Dark and Stormy, some kind of, what was this? Hurricane. It's like rum vodka. It's all right. It could be worse. Friday, I went on a date.
Oh.
Buckle up, guys. It's a story, but we'll get there. And then Saturday, so I knew I had a heavy bottomless on Sunday. So I was like, look, you start a new job on Monday. You need to just have a Saturday, just lie in. Yeah. So I went to chill with my friend. And then we had like a can of Copperberg. We shared it, like very chilled. And then, yeah, Sunday went crazy. Went to a bottomless brunch at Prince of Peckham.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. But
apparently Prince of Peckham has been cancelled.
Oh, yeah?
Like,
tell me.
God, I'm so bad at like remembering stories. But
all right, we'll fact check and we'll let you guys know.
Yeah, something wild happened.
I mean, it was all right. The rum was watered down, so
right.
I wasn't fucked at all.
Was the food nice?
The food was okay. It was like a jerk burger. You know, I don't do burgers, literally. I like cheeseburgers and that, but I don't do like the brioche bun when it's like getting a brioche. Yeah. Nah, it's not my thing. And then ended up at a mansion party in Weybridge.
Yeah, sorry. I wanted to discuss this with you. When I was like, how? I was like, okay, doing up lifestyle. Like,
no, literally.
Where's the invite? So, Addy, we got sides.
Right. So remember quite a few episodes ago, I was like, oh, I just feel like I just don't get the invite to things. Like, I just don't have friends. I spoke to one of my friends about it. Like, I mean, it wasn't a therapy session, but a little bit. And she was like, to be fair, you know a lot of people. Like, maybe you should just communicate more and just like be like, can I come? And they'll probably let you. So I saw this guy, Beb, at the poolside. Da, da, da. I was like, this brunch is getting dry. I just messaged like, eyes.
Oh,
so I was at the brunch, from the brunch.
You left your brunch crew to join?
No, I took them.
You took them. Okay.
So I just did eyes. He was like, do you want to come? I was like, yeah. And then he was like, it's in Weybridge. I was like, the fuck? Weybridge is like part going Staines. It's going to Woking.
Oh shit!
Like bearing
that
in mind,
to Hampshire.
Like, yeah, I don't know them things, but it sounds like it.
I don't know. I only know because on my way to uni, Woking was the first stop.
Mate,
fucking
it's crazy.
Hell.
Like, we were in Peckham, and the drive was still like a good hour and
a bit.
We got a cab because there are about 5 or 6 of us.
Yeah, we
so
split
by the time
it.
You split it like that, the cab plus a bottle and a couple of tinnies we got was like £20 each.
Oh, that's not
so
bad.
It's not
yet.
So
you would have
bad.
Paid that much for like travel to the station.
Exactly. It's all like hassle. Like I'm sweating. So we get there. It was a vibe. It was cool. And then I met this guy. Obviously my spec.
Oh.
I'm like, all right. I'm gonna have to do POV story.
Oh, okay. Go.
Right. So I'm there. Obviously, my eyes are like, who's paying? Because I've come all the way to Weybridge. Like, I didn't come here for no reason.
Yeah.
Where the pengies? So I'm looking.
You're on the prowl.
I'm not Always
on a prowl.
So I see this guy sitting down, you know, just mysterious, just I. Then I was like,
was he giving like main character mysterious?
Right? Main character. I'm sitting here, but like cool, and then we catch each other's eye, like smile, and then I was like, I do my eyes, you know the eyes,
smiles,
and then I was like, you look familiar, but he actually did in my head. He actually did. I mean, I don't know him from anywhere. But it's like a good entry point. And he was like, really? I was like, yeah. I was like, what's your name? He was like, da-da-da, whatever. And then I was like, I'll think about it. I'll come back. Main character.
Yeah, leave them hanging. Let me come back to you on that one.
So I've gone back to my friends. Bro, one girl pops up, starts sitting next to him, all hand on chair. I'm like, oh, maybe that's his girl. But I'm like, in my head, I'm like, babe, like.
Why would you be talking to me like that when a girl's here?
No, he wasn't talking to me like in any way, but I was just like, babe, why so insecure? Like, she was giving bodyguard. Wouldn't leave his side everywhere he goes, she's there. Da, 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 da. So I'm like, that ain't right. So then I see him standing by the toilet like hours later. I don't know. Well, he wasn't queuing, but he was standing there. So then obviously I need to pee.
We are the same, strategically placing like, yourself.
No, literally. I need to pee. And there was someone in there, so I have to stand outside. Do you know what I mean? So I've stood like adjacent to him, but I've not gone in like I want to talk to him. Do you know what I mean? Just act natural. Yeah. So he comes up to me like, oh, so I'm like, duh, the fuck. So we're chatting.
Don't you love when the script goes away? Like, your head.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
He lives near me, not too far from
stunning.
Me. He like, teaches French as well, getting all
wee.
Like,
je m'appelle.
Storyline is going great.
Vous voulez-vous que shake avec moi and them things
there. So I'm like, I think I was a bit waved at this point. Then I was like, oh, do you have a girl? Because I wanted to laugh at the girl, the bodyguard, because I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, yeah. I was like, not fucking again. Here we go.
Yeah.
But anyway, whatever. And I was like, is she here? He was like, no. I was like, who's that girl that's getting all bodyguard? But I didn't think he got my joke.
Oh.
But my point of telling this story is that why are you holding guys ransom that are not your man? Like, yeah, free him up for the party. Just because, even if you talk to a guy, maybe the guy, he didn't give her the information that he had a girl, because obviously I asked.
Yeah.
If I hadn't asked, he might not have told me, right? So maybe she's thinking.
You don't have to like, be like straight away. Oh,
yeah,
I found
yeah, exactly. So maybe she's thinking this is bae. But bro, like, talk to him and go about your business. Like, why are you on top of him? That gives me the ick for her.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
It's not right. Gosh, girls are really, I'm really been like analysing girls recently. And obviously, I'm a huge advocate for the girls, you know, feminists and them things, but sometimes the feminist like goes. And, sometimes I'm like, we really are the weakest link.
No, yeah.
And I just think, pull yourself together. It's a guy. Like, it's just a bit of dick. Come on, man. Like relax.
I wish you were there so you can see what I see in my head. Because honestly, Amber, it was giving couple goals.
Oh,
the way she was acting, genuinely, I was like, wow, him and his girl are here. Respectfully, like, I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
He has a girlfriend who is not here, and it's not you. Like, get a fucking grip. Go and like twerk somewhere. Like, pull up your thong. It's a pool party. Twerk. Yeah. Ain't Dubai, but make it Dubai.
But say
I couldn't do it. So yeah, that was my weekend. By Monday, boys and girls, I had induction.
What time
9 to 5.
Get in?
I actually got in at 12.
Oh, good. Not bad.
Yeah. Not bad.
Hungover?
Yeah, tired.
Yeah.
Drained.
Yeah. Low energy.
Drained. I was like full falling asleep on the Zoom and that. Camera off, obviously.
Fuck.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I had a coffee and I was like, I can't even have another coffee because it's going to make
it's
me feel
gonna
sick.
Work, yeah.
Fabulous though. Fabulous. Last couple of days.
I love that for you.
I love
you
that.
You're reliving your best life. And I know you were because you had like, was not in contact with me whatsoever. Like when Prinny don't contact me, I'm like, she's having a great time.
Likewise though.
Yeah, likewise. I was having a fabulous time.
I mean, the only
well.
Thing you messaged me was like, you found me a sneaky link. And I was like, when she told me who the person was, I was like, you, like drunk or crack, because you're either drunk or it's crack. I was like,
sometimes they listen.
No, literally, I was literally gonna be like, get off my line.
They listen to the pod sometimes.
No, but they don't know what I'm talking about.
All right, yeah. No, they do.
What are you talking about?
The sneaky link, the potential sneaky link.
No, I know, but now Wait, oh, did you tell them?
Yeah, I was like.
Oh. I love you, though. And you know what? Actually,
doing matchmaking. No,
no, I'll give you this. When we first met, I was like,
Hence why.
It's just an age. It's an age thing.
Yeah, I know it's an age thing. And I was like, do you know what? Calm down, Amber, because it's a bit scary. It's like, bare like mum and son. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It is a bit mum and son. It's giving very mum and
son.
But
like, I wasn't like, but I didn't, it wasn't just random, you know? I went back a couple of years and I thought, like, I had a raven vision. I was like, and I saw us in the queue.
But it was just such a you drunk moment.
Yeah, and you was like, is it crack? And I was just like, ah.
It is.
I was so fucked that day.
I know. I love that for you.
I did, like, I can't tell you how many shots I did that day.
I love that for you.
Disgusting. I was all outside, like, doing pillow talk. Like,
ew, dude. You made me sick.
I know, disgusting.
I can't.
And do I remember what I was saying for the life of me? Of course I don't. So I could have been saying anything.
No, it was when you got drunk and you voice note Shoreditch Bay. That will always be the best thing ever. After you fell over. And then you're like, I'm so you listen to it again in the morning, like, ew. That was really fun.
That was such a moment.
But that was such a different... That's not you today.
At all. That was me just stepping out, though.
Mm.
Newly.
Question. I know we've aged, yeah? We've been out here. A. But...
Oh, I was like, who the fuck? Yeah.
I don't feel like this summer and my enjoyment is giving what I thought it would give.
Yeah, no, because you're still A-ing to restrictions. You're not A-ing, like...
To my full potential of
yeah,
A.
Yeah, because it's, like, every time you want to pop your pussy, it's, like, you know, like, dance. Pop your pussy, like, dance. Do you know what I mean? I shouldn't have said that. Basically, you get told to sit down.
Yeah, I just...
In the bars and stuff. You can't actually, like, give a young... I'm looking at you and I'm winding my waist. You can't do that because I'm sat on a chair.
Yeah.
And now I'm grinding on the chair.
I just feel like the enjoyment is just very, like... On lockdown.
But July 19th, streets are opening.
I'm scared.
That Saturday, I've got a brunch at Koya.
Oh, fun.
It's from 12 till 4.
What, bottomless for 4 hours?
Yeah.
How? I want to go.
I don't fucking know.
Is that like a deal? I want to go.
I'm worried already. I'm scared. I'm going with the Southampton girls.
Have a breakfast, please.
Which means...
Have a breakfast.
It's going to be fucking dangerous. And apparently they serve you so much food and so much alcohol.
I would still have a breakfast.
Yeah, but then it's like, my outfit going to be fat? Maybe like a toast.
Yeah,
but bread.
Have something.
Yeah. I'm scared. And then we book somewhere after because it's 4 o'clock. You don't want to go home, do
you?
Also,
sorry, can I just pick a bone with these 12 o'clock brunch starts? Mate, the one I had to go to was 12. I had to wake up at 9. I was like, this is giving
yeah,
like rehab.
On a Saturday, yeah. Oh god, you're so right. Where's Koya? Mayfair, which means I need to leave mine at 11:15, which means I'm realistically latest I can get up is 10.
Like,
which means I need to really wake up at 9:30 because I like.
Bro, it's giving. I'm an alcoholic. Get me out of here.
Oh.
That is so early.
Do you know what? I feel sorry for my friends that don't even live in London.
What, they were getting on 7 a.m.
From, like, Gatwick, Hertfordshire, Essex. That's long.
Ugh. Anyway, the things we do for enjoyment.
I know, but I'm really excited. I've got my outfit ready, surprisingly, already. Mm. I'm wearing, like, you know, that lime green Zara dress that you like with the cutout that I was like, you can borrow it too.
Oh.
I think I'm going to wear that because it's like, a really dressy dress. Oh, I have to do high heels.
And hopefully it's trade, like, good weather.
Yeah, I hope so.
Hmm.
I'm trying to find me a rich man.
That's always the plan,
That's
honey.
Always the plan, honey.
Speaking of men, I think it's a perfect segue into what most of you guys are here for.
It's dating diaries. You asked, we provide.
We provided. And also, you know, savor this because this will officially be the last time we speak about dating.
Yes. Well,
on this part of the podcast, because we are going to be on Patreon soon.
Yep.
And as part of that, we're going to offer you exclusive content, which will be dating diaries.
Unfiltered,
Uncensored,
the full tea.
Yeah, because we feel like we can't give it all because, I mean, the guy could listen.
We don't really want to hurt feelings, you know, maybe family's listening, this and that. But we want to give you guys the real conversation, you know, the conversations we have off mic. We want you guys to be a part of it. So we thought, what better way?
Yeah.
then have a Patreon, and then whoever wants to listen can listen.
So yeah, so we're still going to give you kind of like a filtered version, but we're definitely going to do like the raw version.
Again. And then maybe we might be able to revisit some dating stories.
Oh God, yeah. Let us know if there's something that you want a bit more tea on. What you want tea on, let us know. And yeah, we'll have a schedule. It might be like bi-weekly.
Yeah.
But we're outside and we're single, so there's going to be stories.
Yeah, it's not necessarily that we've gone on a date, but just if something wild's happened to us or... And everyone wants to know all the little nasty Sneaky Link stories, don't they? I love it. I live for Sneaky Link stories.
You live for Sneaky Link stories.
I fucking love it. So who wants to go first? Yeah. You've got two date stories.
I know, so shall I sandwich you, then I'll go first.
Yeah, John, sandwich me.
Oh, guys. you know what?
I'm getting hot already.
She's just unlucky in love. All right, so let's go back to... I don't even know whether we've teased these or whatever. Anyway.
Last week, we teased it. We both had bad dates last week.
And then between that week and this week, I went on another date, which was also terrible. I'll start with the first one. So... this one, it was effectively like a blind date. So I'm not going to like drop names, but there's like a matchmaking service thing in the black community. And
yeah,
I mean, they
black
launched.
Black people only.
Yeah, no mixed race, shade. Anyway, so they launched like last year during lockdown. And obviously everyone's like, oh, like, I'm so bored. Like no one to cuddle, like no one to spoon.
I thought they launched just before lockdown because they were doing dates.
It was post-COVID world. So yeah, so I was like, you know what, fuck it, sign up, like why not? And especially because they were showing a lot of like positive reviews that like, people were really finding the one. I was like, oh my God, like imagine if like I found my husband like through blind date. You know, I'm such a romanticist, like I always think like this is a Cinderella movie. So I sign up, whatever, you kind of fill out a form, then they have a follow-up conversation, like get to know you, blah blah blah, cool. So I'm like, yeah, we got this, like he's coming. So I forget, this is last year. I forget about it. Minding my business. Just, I'm outside, you know, like, we outside. I get an email. Oh, you got a date coming up. I was like, fucking hell, I forgot about this. But all right, might be the one.
Let's fucking have it.
Let's fucking have it. So I go through the motions. I'm talking to Amber. I'm talking to my best friend, Hannah. You know, we're going through like, so like, what's the tea?
Oh
like,
my God, yeah.
What am I going to wear? I'm like, oh my God, like, what's it going to be like? I've gone through the roller coaster of anxiety. Like, oh my God, I'm so scared.
Because there's like a 2-week waiting period.
So I'm going through all the emotions. And then I get to a point where I'm like, look, like, just go.
Yeah.
Especially because it's not my first date back out. I had that other weird date. But still, like, it kind of lubed me up. So I know, like, you know, I got this. I got good chat. Right, so I get to the place and walking up the stairs, butterflies. I'm supposed to be chilled.
Because by the way, sorry, I just
wanted
to
intersect
here.
Go in anytime.
So Prinny had her date on the Friday and my date was on the Saturday, and we both were like, oh my God, we might be waving goodbye to hot girl summer.
It was us on FaceTime a couple of days before, like wow, I'm so ready to settle down. Like, what if this is it? Like,
Are we ready to like hang up our shoes?
And we were like, yeah, you know what, we are. Like, you know, like it is what it is, and the content will just be different on the podcast. You know, we'll give them like relationship bands. I feel sick. What's wrong with us?
I hate us so much. Disgusting. I belong to the streets.
No, literally, always. Not for long. Anyway, so I walk up and I'm getting butterflies. I'm thinking, oh, he's probably there and I'm going to see him and it's going to be like, ooh, butterflies. The table's empty. He ain't there. I'm like, oh, that's really like off-putting. But actually, fine. You know what? I can take off my jacket because what I was wearing was really like sexual, really lovely, backless. I can sit down. I could, you know, like top, make sure I'm not like
sweaty
or do the lip gloss. I'm sitting there, you know, 8 o'clock, it's getting all like 5 past. Okay. I think he probably rocked up maybe like 7 or 10 minutes past 8. I think I was on my phone at the time. I look up. I was like, yeah, charge it to the game. I was like, charge it to the motherfucking game. He was wearing a mask.
Yeah.
But you know, you just know, like, I just know like the demeanor. He was quite slim, but like not like slim athletic, just like slim skinny.
Yeah.
And you know me, I like them a bit tick, like you know what I'm saying. So already like body wise it's not, and then he's just giving me very like that corporate Curtis, like, but not in the city boys, like sexy city boy kind of way, in the like
He's like, I'm corporate, but I can like. Okay.
You know what he was giving me? He was giving me like. Down, funny he was giving me like, I'm the IT guy. Can I fix your
laptop?
And he actually does work in IT.
Oh
bless
god!
Him.
And you go and you're like, Lauren.
Yeah, and they're proper dressed up smart, like Point Dexter.
My laptop just broke. And yeah. Can you fix it?
He's giving me Point Dexter, like Point Dexter vibes. So he sits down and like, Kyla, how are you? Da-da. And he's like, oh, so sorry, I'm late. Da-da. So tell me about yourself. Like, tell me, like, what? And I was like,
can I have a breather?
I mean, I know it's like we don't know each other, but damn, like, can we just, oh, like, how's the weather? Like, how did you find your job? Like, something.
Small talk me or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and it was just like very scary. Like, so now what do I say? Like, my name, my age, like, stop. And already, like, I don't like you. Like, getting on my nerves. But in true Pretty Ray fashion, she smiled the whole way through.
Of course.
She was gracious. I asked him a question. I'm not going to be there and be like, because it's a two-way thing. As much as a blind date for me, it's a blind date for him. And I don't want to give him like
bad
a
vibes.
Shit experience and bad vibes, even though he wasn't my type. So I was like smiling. Da, da, da. But I think, I like to think that by the end of it, he kind of got the vibe that I wasn't really like into it. Because it got, I think we were there maybe till about going to 10 and the conversation was drying up. And when he called the bill, it was like, we weren't really talking and then just hug and bye and whatever. I'm trying to think if there's anything specific. Obviously, this is like filtered version. I don't want to be too rude. I mean, it is what it like charges to the game. Like, he wasn't my type. We didn't really have much in common. Like, we were talking about music and he was saying he listens to classical and country, like, as a preference, and he doesn't like hip hop. And I was like, well, like, I like Guns and Drugs, so it ain't gonna happen.
I like Guns and Drugs, I like twerking. Do you know what, Prini, the one thing Prini said to me when she came out on Zay, because I'm like messaging her throughout, she's like, I would eat him alive.
No, I would. Like, if he saw my story, he would have a heart attack.
He would fall down and die right now.
He would be like, what is happening? So yeah, like, it wasn't a match. And
do you think he liked you?
I think.
Do you think he was like, oh God, no, not for me?
No, I do this thing where when I know I'm not on a date, I say things to put them off based on what I
you
know.
You sabotage
will put,
yourself, yeah, so that they don't like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I sabotage. Yeah. So I got the vibes that he was very like Christian, which is fine. Like, I mean, I'm Christian as well, but he was very like, you know.
Holy, holy.
Like to the book. And then he said something like, what's the wildest, you were talking about travel, like he likes to travel. He's like, oh, what's the craziest travel story? And I was like, yeah, like I went to Mykonos one time with my friends and like I got lost and ended up in another beach club. Like, it was so crazy. I was so drunk. And I know that's like, I don't, that's not his aesthetic. So yeah. I was kind of like seeding a few things to be
this
like,
this is what I'm like.
Yeah.
I'm not your cup of tea.
Yeah. And I ordered like, I ordered two drinks. He ordered one drink and then ginger beer. Like, it's like, we're not vibing here. We're not vibing.
Imagine going to a date sober.
Like, and then right. Oh God, and then when the bill situation came, like, obviously it was it wasn't like he's asked me for a date, so there isn't that like automatic onus that he's gonna pay. But then at the same time, I was like, I don't wanna pay, like, what's that about? So the bill came and I did the reach, fake reach,
yeah.
And he was like, oh no, I'll pay. He said, oh, I can pay because you said you're gonna get a cab home. I was like, oh, okay. Like, damsel in distress. And he, I think it was pretty reluctant, but I mean, he paid. And then I left.
For only four drinks, not really gonna break
the
bank.
It didn't break the bank at all. And so I'm messaging Amber. I'm like, bro, like, where the party at?
Oh my God, where was I that day?
You were in
I was having dinner with a girl
in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, were you like, Horn Church or something? Chigwell. And in my head, I was like, I look so good.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't going home because
I'm not wasting the outfit.
This is, yeah, it's a waste of my clothes.
Not to be rude, but not on this church, boy.
Like, so I'm saying, I'm like, oh, where's the party? She's like, oh, we're here, blah, blah, blah. And then I think I wasn't, I don't even know if I was drunk. Maybe I was a little bit, I don't know. And I was like, oh, okay. Oh, I'm going to go Soho. Maybe I'll find a spot and then you lot can meet me after. I didn't really figure out the logistics of how far Chigwell was and where you guys were.
Literally
in your night.
Essex.
Anyway, still, like, main character vibes. I fucking go Soho. I'm strutting my stuff. I come out of Oxford Circus. I'm strutting my stuff, walking down, making my way downtown, just walking. Mate, I get Soho was ram as. Like, I hadn't seen it so ram in ages. Yeah. So I was looking. Oh, yeah, I got stopped by
really
that guy.
It was really hot that weekend.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I got stopped by that gay guy. He was like, fabulous! Oh! He was slurring. He was like, fabulous! I was like, yeah, thank you. He was like, no, it's so fabulous. And he kisses me, a sloppy kiss with his sloppy beard. And I'm like, I was like, it's COVID. It's actually COVID, like you don't need to be kissing me. But I was going, I had no friends, so I was like, well, it's my only mate now. So I let him talk, whatever, said what he said. Bar Italia, we've got two actually good looking guys though, sitting in our seat, people watching where I would have sat.
Annoying.
I looked left and right.
That's where we like to use to like prowl on the guys.
Yeah, look left and right. And then I tried to get into another bar. Guys, we're actually famous because I got pat. Someone was like, do you have a podcast? So I was like, yeah.
I might do.
I was like, do you recognize me? They were like, yeah. I was like, baby. And then, yeah, after that, I just thought, you know what? Sack it off. Like, it's not going to work. And then I just went to Wingstop and got some wings, went home, ate my wings.
Nice.
And that was basically it. But I think I wasn't actually traumatized by the date. I was more traumatized by the follow-up call. So the matchmate girl obviously calls me on the night. And it's like, how was it? I was like, you know what? Like, it wasn't a match. I just don't feel like we have anything in common. Bearing in mind, this is the guy's second blind date.
Yeah.
And she was just giving, like, she was giving me a lot of, like, attitude.
You're telling me?
She was like, yeah, but you girls don't know what you want. Like, you say you want something and it's not what you want. It's like, what? Because I said I want someone that's Christian. I didn't tell you that I want someone that's standing behind the fucking pastor. Like, I said, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I could, like... A lot of people are Christian, but we
just
also have fun. Like,
has faith.
Yeah, it's like I don't want someone that's atheist. I don't want someone that's Muslim because it's not going to work. Like, I'm Christian, so it's easier to be with someone that's Christian. So how you got...
Or just has Christian beliefs.
Yeah, like how you like, got church, Christian church, to church, give church. Me like the most Christian guy on the planet. Like, come on, sis. Like, that ain't my fault. Like, yeah, so I think that's what rattled me more because then it started making me think like, rah, like, is it me?
No.
Do I not know what I want? But then it's like, I mean, I probably don't, if but I'm being honest. But I know what I don't want. Yeah, I know what I don't want and that's not what I want. And I'm not going to sit there and pretend for the sake of what? For the sake of love. Like, I'm so good.
Or I'll be single.
No, facts. It's not going to work. And I'll basically be living a double life and I'll change my whole personality and just be living a double life. I was like, it's not going to work.
Oh my God, yeah. Then you'll get brainwashed and then you'll be like, I can't do podcasts no more. It's blasphemous. Fuck that.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
All for what? To get married? Ew.
I did a podcast on my own, mate.
And he was so, bless him, he's so ready to settle down.
Must be nice.
I was like, and it was at that moment, I was like, I don't think I'm ready. I think I'm really enjoying going on dates. As shit as they are.
It's fun. It's something to do. It's fun. It's enjoyable. It's an experience. You have stories.
And I find out things about myself and I get closer to like, okay, definitely don't want a guy like this because that's
so weird.
So I get
it. You didn't take a picture with him.
You throwing shade? So basically, I take my my little disposable camera on every date I go on just in case like it's a vibe and I take a picture. So yeah, he didn't get papped. You win some. You lose some. High five, bitch.
Fucking it, mate. Right. That was not planned at all.
I'm going to go get a top up. You start.
Oh, where do I start? Right, guys. So, do they know about Pilot Bay? They know about Pilot Bay. Guys, so it's second date with Pilot Bay. Thanks, darling. Second date with Pilot Bay, right? It's been a long time coming because obviously we had a fabulous first... And it was a fabulous first date and I have to give it to him. It was lovely. Had a great time. But I think it was my first date out of lockdown and it was just... I was very drunk and I just don't think I remember everything that happened. Anyways... Mm. So it's been over a month and a bit since our last date. Anyways, he invites me to his house for dinner. And I'm already like, that's a bit scary because it's date number two. Like, I don't really want to be coming to your family house, but...
Okay. I mean, yeah, very scary for date
very
number
two. Very scary. Anyways, first things first, he lives like 20,000 miles away in the sticks, in the suburbs. So that journey was a fucking trek. Obviously, I had to have a tinny for the journey. By the time I get that, I'm fucked. I also just did not want to go on this date.
Yeah, it was her messaging. I think you'd like FaceTime me or something earlier in the day. Like, I just don't want to go.
I just did not want to go on this date.
I was just like, got to see it through, my boy.
No, literally, that was such a... That whole weekend was...
Got to see it through, my boy.
Anyway, so I go and I look cute and I'm like, I'm really wasting this cuteness on this guy that like I actually don't even want to see. Anyways. he's 15 minutes late getting me. Fine.
That was really, not fine. That was really annoying.
It was really annoying. Anyways, get to his, fine, lovely. Do I tell them all the icks or?
I mean, it's up to you what you want to say here and what you'd want to say there.
Right. So anyways, he's getting all like, I've been preparing for so long. Like I've got loads of little small plates for you. And I'm like, oh yeah, fancy, lovely. Woo. And then we sit down and we go inside and I'm like, can't smell no food. Can't really smell any cooking going on.
Yeah, like, and it's like you were late. So what were you doing?
Yeah,
like you weren't cooking.
Why was he late? And then, so we get in and I'm like, cool, like, let's get to eating. And he's like, yes, right, let's start to cook. And I'm like, excuse me? I mean, first, I ain't fucking cooking shit. Two, I don't know why it's not ready.
Oh, did he want it to be like couples cooking?
I don't fucking know, but I ain't doing that shit. Anyways, yeah. I was like, I just stood by like the kitchen counter and he got me a chair, poured me a glass of wine. I necked that wine down quickly because I thought, I cannot do this sober. And from the get-go, I was not trying to impress him. I wasn't holding my stomach in. I was just sat like this. Mm. Like, I was just me. Like, yeah. Not date me, you know? Anyways, he makes me this pasta bolognese. Spaghetti bolognese. Firstly, he makes like bolognese linguine because that's just so scary.
Wait, what?
He used linguine spaghetti. Not spaghetti. He used linguine.
And he cracked it.
And he... This is what... Okay, so guys...
Sorry. That ain't right.
All right, so this is one of the icks that I got, which was like so straight away. First, he used linguine for this bolognese. Secondly, he snaps his spaghetti. So...
Wait, the linguine? Or
the linguine. Yeah, so he snaps the linguine into the pot and the way he put it into the pot just made me want to vomit everywhere.
Oh, dear.
And I just thought, and I hate my spaghetti snap. Like, one thing is like, you do not snap my pasta. Otherwise, just give me short pasta.
That's like cooking 101. It's like people who snap their pasta don't know how to cook. Because if you know how to cook, you know that you don't need to snap it. Like, stop being bizarre.
Like, just stop that. And the way he put it into the pan was just like, made me feel sick. Anyways, gives me my food. And I'm like, yeah, great. Like, can I have some cheese? He's like, the cheese is in the sauce. And I'm like,
wait, what?
I didn't ask that. Can I just have the cheese? Didn't get no cheese.
Oh, what cheese did you put in?
I don't fucking know, but I couldn't taste no cheese. Didn't get no cheese. And sorry, he was like, oh, yeah, I've been making this sauce. I made it last night in this really big pot. And I just thought, no offense, but this ain't nothing special. And it's fucking bolognese. Like, why does it need to be stay in the fridge overnight? Like, just fucking get Dolmio, get some mincemeat and bang it in,
yeah,
like,
and add some few extra special
effort.
Herbs.
This is why
stuff.
I feel so bad because I feel like I'm being horrible, but it's just like, I hate your guts. But like,
I also think it's because he had already been giving you, between your first date and this date,
it's too many icks.
You've been getting the icks already. It's like, oh. I'm just over this.
Yeah, like, I was completely over it. Anyways, he mixes my food for me. Don't touch my food. Don't put it in front of me, take it away, mix it, and
the
then
whole
give it
thing,
back the whole
like
thing.
Like a child.
And I don't like to mix my spaghetti like that. Like, you don't know how people like to eat their food.
Yeah,
like,
you're
in some rom-com movie. I don't know what movie you're watching, but like, I'm not in the
Love
same
Actually.
Movie as you. Like, stop that. Like, this is not romantic. And I'm not, but then I think, if it's someone that I really liked and I was like...
You'd be like, and then he took my pasta and he mixed it for me.
No, literally, I'd be like that. Anyways, fine, move forward, like... So whatever, and then he takes my pasta away from me because we've got these small plates. I'm like, I'm not finished eating. So, but you're taking this food away from me.
Oh, he took it away.
He was like, don't eat too much because we've got other things coming up.
How do you know I don't want to finish it?
In my head, I'm like, I can fucking eat. Like, don't. I'm starving, mate. Like, don't worry.
No,
and I'm like, can
he
I have,
literally thinks he's Jamie Oliver.
No,
right
he
now.
Thought he was Jamie Oliver, and I was like, can I have like one last bite? He's like, yeah. So I'm like trying to, because I use my spoon with a fork because my spaghetti is fucking long when I have it. It's not snapped to pieces, so I'm trying to twist it and I can't because the spaghetti's all short. And he's like, let me do that for you. Grabs my, and he doesn't know how to use a fork and spoon, and I'm like, oh my god, this is stressing me the fuck out, right? And he just like lobs it over this fork and like basically feeds me, and I'm like, whoa, and I'm like, please stop that. And I was like, I take the fork out of his hand, I'm like, I can feed myself, like, thanks. I was like, and I get a little bit anyway.
Guys, my mouth is actually dropping because I didn't hear this part.
Yeah, mad, right? Then he makes steak and salmon.
We've had a small
plate of spaghetti bolognese, which
wasn't
that stunning. And now we've got steak and salmon.
On one plate or separate?
Right, listen. So it's so embarrassing telling this story because I can't believe I endured this. And it's like, this is why I feel like I've got PTSD. So it's one steak and then two little slabs of salmon, right? So the salmon's been in the oven and the steak, he's just fried in front of me. And he made this like banana something thing.
What, but on one plate?
I don't get a plate. He puts it on a fork and feeds me.
Stop. Cut the fucking cameras. Explain, sorry, where is the steak at this point? It's in the middle.
It's not in the, okay. So imagine a little island in a kitchen. I'm on one side, he's on, like, I'm on this side, he's like there, and he's just like sorting out the food.
Oh, so you guys aren't even sitting, there's no table?
No, we're not sat at the table. I'm like sat on a high chair on the island.
Is there a table?
Oh, yeah, I think in like the conservatory.
Right, okay.
Okay, yeah.
So you had the whole day on the island?
Yeah.
That ain't right, carry on.
Yeah.
Fucking, that's not dinner, bruv.
It was like a stand-up. That's like chilling. Quick. Yeah, it was very chilled. Better for me.
No, fair, but weird.
And then he made this like sugary banana thing. He's like, yeah, this is like some like, I don't know.
No, sorry, question mark. Can we just go back to this steak and salmon? So you eat steak and salmon at the same time?
Yeah, so wait. So he puts this the sugared banana that he's made, the sauce for the steak, on the fork. And he's like, here you go. And I'm like, and he's like, Fit guys, he feeds, like, he won't let me feed myself, right? And he's like looking into my eyes. Obviously, I'm not going to look into his eyes and like open my mouth. So, like, I turn away and I'm like, yeah, lovely. And it was really nice. I was like, oh, yeah, lovely, lovely. And in my head, I'm like, so you're going to put my steak on my plate and like my salmon on my plate? Yeah. No. He just makes forkfuls and then he keeps trying. And I'm like, sorry, but can you not do this? I was like, I can feed myself.
Well, how many forks went in your mouth before you said?
Just the one. He just only fed me the one time. So he already tried spaghetti bolognese and I was like, no.
Yeah.
Then he tried with steak, literally didn't give me any other option, so I had to fucking eat it. And then he did it and I was like, no. And I was like, I'm so sorry, but like, this is really weird for me. Like, yeah. I can just feed myself. So he just kept giving me forks. Like, I'd eat it and put the fork down, and then he'd fill up my fork and give it to me. So I didn't have a plate. I didn't have a plate.
Okay, this is not normal. All right.
So at this point, guys, I'm like, planning my exit strategy.
Yeah, so she's messaging
I'm
me.
I'm messaging Prinny throughout the day. Yeah. And I know it's so rude because I'm literally constantly on my phone.
I was at a little house party. And, I was like, babe, come through.
My watch was going off as well. So I had my watch. I'm like reading. I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, you know. Anyways, we go outside. Oh, do I tell? Oh, I can't tell that bit. Anyways, sorry. The next bit is for the Patreon only because it's too fucking embarrassing.
Guys, I'm not even trying to sell the Patreon thing, but when it comes, you want to hear this story. It's really
bad. A bikini
bad.
Was involved, and that's all I'm going to say.
Mm.
A bikini was involved, and that's all I'm going to say, and I'm not embarrassing myself in front of the world. If you want to hear it, you can go on to Patreon, and I'll tell it there in full detail. I'm going to throw up. Anyways, night's ending, like, just chilling on the sofa, like, trying to kiss me, and I'm like, get the fuck away from me, and I just keep pulling away, and I'm just like, sorry, I'm just like, not in like the mood, whatever. And then I'm like, in my head, plan my exit strategy. I'm like, Prinny, like, I'm coming to where you're coming. And I was like, right, I was like, oh, I need to go because I've got something to do at home. And he's like, you're more than welcome to stay. I was like, stay. Stay. I was like, oh, hell no. That day I got my nails done as well. Like, I look cute, I had a wax, everything. Whatever. And then I was like, yeah, no, like, I've got something really important. So, like, I'm just going to go home in, like the next, like, half hour, 40 minutes. He's like, okay. And then we go outside again, just, like, catch a breath of fresh air. And he's like, yeah, so, like, how's it, like, going? And I'm like, yeah, like, you know, like.
Oh, you asked for feedback?
Yeah, he's like.
Ew.
I was like, yeah, like, you know, life's good. Like, just work.
He's oh,
like,
life.
And he's like, no, us.
No, that's what, when he said, how's it going? I heard it as feedback. You didn't grab that.
No, because I don't care.
And I was said, like, girl said, work's good, you know, I'll just be chilling.
So I just, shit. Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah. I was like, yeah, I think it's really casual, just like really casual, like maybe like friends. I was like, I'm not really looking for anything. Like, I'm really here then everywhere. Like, I can go MIA. Like, I'm just not looking for anything serious. He's like, yeah, same. And I was like, yeah. So like this is nice. But like, then he kisses me again. And I'm like,
read the room, sir.
Read the fucking room. And I'm like, that's my cue to exit. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to make a move now. I leave and I'm like, thanks so much, though, for like inviting me to literally your family house for a second date, which is scary. I could be a serial murderer and you don't know.
Yeah,
and I'm
like, you could be like
house.
A setup chick. Like, you can be anything.
Or anything. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, I couldn't get out. He's like, do you want me to walk you? I was like, no. I can make my way to the station. But that being said, fine.
I know you told me that part, and that really pisses me off because it was dark and he lives borderline in the middle of nowhere. Like he,
yeah, and it's
he
like
should
a
have either
like 10-15 minute walk.
He
to
should
the
have
station.
Either walked you or got you a cab, but he shouldn't have just let you just like that. For me, irrespective of like all the icks and stuff, that for me would be like no, that's not normal. That's very rude.
Yeah.
It was.
Because I was like, oh, I'll get an Uber. And I was like, oh, actually, I don't need an Uber. I was like, I can just walk. Like, it's fine. He's like, you sure don't need to walk? And I was like, no, it's fine. I was like, it's going to be so long for you to like walk back. Like, I can make it. He's like, okay. But I did not want to spend like another second.
No,
with
I
him.
Know, I know. But he needs to focus more on like being a gentleman in the right way, not trying to feed you. Like, that's not important. Like, that's not a fucking brownie point.
I'm like, give me a fucking plate. Anyways, as soon as I get out, I call Prinny. Prinny's like, oh my God, you died. Like, oh, right, babe. Like, I can't wait. I'm in Hackney.
I was so fucked.
She was fucked the whole way on the journey home. You'll hear on the Patreon why, but my makeup was mad. My hair was mad. I'm on the train with my little like bronzer mirror trying to do my makeup and my hair's frizzy.
Oh yeah, your hair, bare cave girl.
Cave girl vibes. And I just thought, I fucking hate my life. Like the whole journey, like to you, I just had flashbacks and I just thought, I cannot believe I have just gone through that awful experience.
Yeah.
And I feel so sorry for him because he actually has done nothing wrong. Mm. He's been such a gentleman and so lovely. And I'm sure some other girl will really appreciate
it. Yeah, yeah.
But it was just not for too you. Much for me. Oh, I'll have to say this comment on Patreon as well. I'll tell you afterwards what Holly said yesterday. I have to tell you, I can't say it on the mic. And yeah, anyway, so I go to Prinny's and Prinny's right. She's like, yeah, you're finally here. And I'm like, I need to cream my legs, I need to sort my hair out.
Went in the toilet, like,
trying
quick
to sort
slick,
the hair. Like, I ain't got gel, no nothing. Like, it was just a fucking mad thing, wasn't
it? But you pulled it together.
I pulled
and we
it
still
together.
Had a good night.
I had a fabulous night and
yeah,
I will not be seeing him again.
Yeah. Oh, no, you have to do, you know what? You're very mature how you ended
it
now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then obviously he's like, tips when you get home, but obviously I ain't at home. So I had to like do time things. So I was like, thanks so much for having me. Like, really appreciate it. He's like, yeah, cool, whatever, whatever. Then he messaged me like 2 days later and I'm like, fucking hell, like go away. Messaging me. Then he just does some weird analysis of like my Instagram, like my captions, some story I posted. Yeah. And I was just like, you're actually doing just way too much. And then he was like, and then he messaged me again the next day, like, hey, like, can I see what you're doing tomorrow? And I was like, hi, Chris.
Banter!
I was like, hi, yeah. Look, like, I had a really lovely time with you and a really lovely date. So I was like, but I just don't think there's a spark between us. But, like, I really appreciate everything. And yeah, he took it like a man and I wished him well in life and hopefully he will never contact me again.
Yeah, no, you were very mature and no, I mean, you know, you nipped it in the bud at the right time.
Yeah, straight away.
Because
yeah.
Allow trying to see me again, like, do you not get the vibe?
Do you not get it?
You don't get it. Like, I don't want to be around you.
It was him being like, yeah, I felt that on the day. I would have appreciated it if you just said that. How the fuck am I going to say that? I'm at your house.
You
and
could
be
just
like,
bury me.
And be like, sorry, I'm just not feeling this. I'm going to go home. You could literally shoot me.
No, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And like, no one would fucking know a thing.
The thing is, I think one thing that guys don't get in this whole experience is that dating as a woman is actually very dangerous. Like every time
so
we
dangerous.
Go on a date, we'll always send like the location.
Yeah, like, I had to send pretty my location.
Like this is where I am. Check in, like, okay, I'm here, I'm safe.
Oh my God, that's the jokes' thing. Cause I was like, send you location. He's like, oh, what, you telling your friends where you are? I was like, yeah. He's like, don't worry, like, nothing will happen to you here. Like, we got CCTV. And I was like, I'm not scared about other. I was like, it's you. I don't
you.
Know what you might do to me. He's like, I was like, I don't know that. You could be fucking crazy.
No, literally. I don't know you. Oh my God, yeah, no, it's sending location and
send your
doing
location.
The tech check-in.
Come through. Tell you a rabbit.
No comparing. And it's motherfucking scary. Oh my God, literally, I'm like nobody sing that lyric. Like, I love it. And I can't wait till I meet someone where I feel it. Like,
yeah, you're like, damn,
you
Papa,
are
you
a
rare
breed. Because all these guys out here are fucking nuts.
They're fucking crazy, feeding people on second dates.
Bro.
Snapping linguine.
Bro.
Not giving me cheese. Right. And he was like, you're really going through that wine, aren't you? I was thinking, yes, I don't want to fucking talk to you.
I fucking need that.
I need that. Give me that. No, guys. Oh, guys, no. You don't even know the whole story.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, when you hear it on the Patreon,
you understand why I'm so scared.
It was, so this is why when we had the episode last week, it was raw.
It was so raw.
It was like, she was still like, I think at that point you hadn't actually locked it off.
No.
So it was still like tentative. The whole situation was really, it was a lot.
Yeah.
In hindsight, we're going to look back and be like, lol, that was like, that was so, it was so funny. Like, yeah. No big deal. Okay, cool. It's my turn again.
Yeah.
Scary. Okay. So, obviously I'm outside, I'm dating, like, you know, like dipping and doing. So, I think I actually might have matched the guy last week podcast, like when we were here.
Yeah.
So matched him on Hinge or whatever. And he was like, messaged me like, oh, you're beautiful. I was like, oh, thank you. Like, you're beautiful too. And he was like, oh, I'm matching my energy. He's like, how about two beautiful people go for drinks? And you guys are, you know, like, that's my energy. Like, I'm like, don't be how are you-ing me to death for 2 weeks. Mm. Like, you trying to link R&R. Like, what's the tea? So we came with good energy. I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? So I guess throughout the rest of the days, we were just messaging in terms of like the logistics, like what day, what time. Hello?
Sorry.
Oh, no, sorry.
Sorry.
Nah, she was on her phone. I just needed an audience.
No, I'm here. I'm all this. Sorry.
And yeah, so I said, oh, Friday, how about like, I don't know, like 8. In my head, I was like, right, it's a bit late. But
it is. Eight is actually really late. Eight is quite late, you know.
I wanted to change it, but then I was like, oh, I don't want to be like flip-flopper.
Yeah.
So then he was like, oh, how does this place sound? And he said the place, and I looked at his location on Hinge, and it's literally in his ends. And I was just like,
that's so lazy.
Yeah, so I was, so you know, I had a lot on my mind, like, you know, it's very far first of all from me, and also like, does that sound fair to you? Like, surely we should be meeting halfway. Like, I think central London is appropriate for
everyone.
But anyway, so I just did my, you know, not trying to be like too rude, I was like, oh lol, like it's a bit far, but hopefully it's vibes. I thought he would catch on to the it's far and change it. And hell, he was like, if it's
now
not.
Now you know why.
No, yeah. He was like, if it's not, slap me. I was like, okay. So I'm just like, at this point, I've been on 2 shit dates prior. I'm not expecting anything. I'm not wearing my good clothes. I'm not buying new clothes. I'm just, hurt me as like, I'm going.
Yeah. Oh my God, if you guys go onto Prinny's TikTok, I'm so happy you didn't wear that other top.
Quinceañera one, innit?
That was a proper quinceañera.
It was so formal.
I don't want to be annoying, but that is definitely like you wear to registry. I don't think you should wear on a date with anyone.
No, I might. If I get invited somewhere, like in Mayfair.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like this place was very like a gentrified pubby type thing.
The girl said quinceañera boy.
No, literally. So I'm like, at this moment, I'm looking at his pictures. I'm like, you know what? He's kind of a looker. But I don't think he'll be like my type for like the one.
Yeah.
But he can be my type for like other, you know, just like chill, like vibe. We can hang, sneaky link, all of them things. So cool. So I don't know. This was the day after B1. So I'm tired. I'm sitting on the DLR all snoring. Like, I'm tired.
That fucking DLR. And they don't come often, you know. No. Getting all like 6-8 minute
waits. That's what I'm saying. So I missed.
Like, class.
Bro, I missed mine. So it made me late. It made me late.
Long.
Because I missed it. So I messaged him like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to be a bit late. Just trained some even crazy dinner. So in my head now, I'm thinking safety. I'm thinking, shit, he's already there, 8 o'clock. And earlier in the day, he'd asked me, oh, what's your drink of choice, by the way? I was like, guess, like, what do you think would be my drink? And he said something like,
That's an amber low tip
right there. So, and he said something like Hennessy, something like Hennessy and Coke or something. And I was like, oh, okay, not a bad guess. Like, but I wasn't really into the conversation. Yeah. Like, you're chatting shit. Like, shut up, I'm going to see you later. Like, what's all the pre-chat?
Yeah, I hate that.
So then when I'm on the DLR, I'm thinking, fuck, he's got there first. He's going to order me a Hennessy and Coke. What if he puts like the date rape shit in it? Oh, I was like, I'm fucked. Now I'm going in the middle of nowhere. Just, oh, fucking hell, yeah. It's all going off. Mate, homeboy wasn't even there. And later, I put 2 and 2 together and I deeped that maybe he had bought Hennessy and Coke for the yard. Because he literally lives within walking distance of the place.
Let me bring her back to mine and let me have a drink.
Yeah, and I'll give her her drink of choice.
You have to give him props for like pre-planning in case and everything's ready and he's not scrambling trying to go corner shop.
I mean, it might have been cute if he looked like his pictures. So we get there. So I'll get to the venue. And I'm like, you know, my thing, they're getting all, do you have a mask? I'm like, yeah, hun, calm down. I'll put
yeah,
it on.
Wait.
And they're like, oh, I'm like, yeah, 8 o'clock booking. I say the name. And they're like, oh, sorry, on our system, we can only see last names. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I went on Hinge and he actually had a last name there. So I said last name. She was like, oh.
Let's say the last name is.
Yeah, let's say.
Smith.
Yeah, Smith. So I'm like, Smith. First name is like Greg.
Yeah, Greg Smith.
Greg Smith. So I'm like. No, let's change it. Like, let's say
Paul.
Dylan James.
Dylan James.
Dylan James. All right, cool.
What a name.
So I'm like, James. She's like, oh, I don't see that, but the 2 8 o'clocks, they're already here. I was like, yeah, he's here. And she's like, okay, so what's the name? So I called him. I'm like, oh, like, what's your surname? Like, they're asking, like, are you here? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm here. And I was like, yeah, I'm here. He's like, oh, you're inside. I'm like, where are you? My guy's standing outside. When I looked out, charge it to the game. It was another one. I was like, at this point, how low can you go? How fucking low can you go? He was a catfish. He was a motherfucking catfish. And when I messaged you saying he's catfish, I was like, are you safe? I was like.
No, I was messaging you. I was like, are you safe? What's he doing?
Being a catfish doesn't make you dangerous. It just means that you're just not my type.
Like, you never know. Like, he could just be like some murderer.
So he rocks up. Like, he said, like, hype wise, like, fine. But just like, I don't know. It just didn't really, like, when I look back at the pictures, I'm like, okay, I kind of see a bit of you, but I feel like the pictures were getting very, like,
well then.
HD, very glossy.
I need
clean.
To see these pictures after.
Yeah, like, just clean, like, kind like, yeah. And I was just giving, it was giving like Roadman 2008. But not even in like just the dressing, but just
not even
in
like
the
a
like
drippy road.
Yeah, like just kind of in the aura and like.
Was he in tracksuit?
No, he wasn't. Like, not in the dressing. Like, just when you look at someone, it's like, ew. Like, just not, you're not clean cut. I like clean cut guys that are like, you might grow up in a bad area, but you're not about that life.
Yeah.
That's what I like. And
was he clean? Was he like
no? Like, because I was even trying to look at the shape up. Like, is this fresh? Like, it wasn't giving me like fresh.
Effort
and then
the
also, a lot of these guys are doing like lockdown hair. Like, the hair's like, it's a bit of a growth and a bit of a like a bumpy wumpy that
just
thing.
Hicky-hacker.
Like, just hickey hacker. Like, just give me level one or level two. Like, normal shape up. Like, anyway, the dressing, forget about it. It's nothing to write home about. Like, you don't even want to know. And. But I was out charged to the game. I'm smiling, Cheshire Cat, you know me. Hi, oh my God, yeah, da-da. Because I've come all this way, bloody an hour and a half. So I'm like, I have to have a good time because it's a waste of my time. So we get to the seat and don't get me wrong, we're chatting. And you know what? Good conversationalist.
Yeah.
We're having a good time. We're vibing. I'm laughing. He's laughing. We're talking. Like, there was a chemistry there, even though I wasn't like attracted to him, there was some kind of chemistry. Awkward though, there was a bit where he had a little, like, not a booger, but like a little
something
booger
dry,
feather.
Something.
It was like, and you know when it's like they're talking and it's flaring.
Oh yeah, because oh.
And he knew there was something there, so he kept doing
it.
Trying to flick it.
Oh bless.
And it wasn't.
Oh.
I was like, you ain't getting lips to your bogey
no,
face.
Fuck that, bro. You be kissing, you go, and it goes on you.
I mean, already I wasn't trying to kiss him, but the bogey thing was them making it 10 times like worse. More like unkissable. So we're chatting, getting to know him. And, you know, I start looking at him. I take off my rude Prinny Ray glasses and I just objective. And
lens.
I'm like, okay, if we shape up, we bring the hair down a bit. You know, the dressing, we can just do a bit of amendments. You know, just a bit, just clean him up a bit. He's not ugly.
Smell nice?
I didn't get that. I don't know. No. I don't think I got that close to know. I don't think he smelled like anything. And
don't right.
So I was thinking, you know what? You're not ugly. You're just like, you need assistance.
Unkept.
Yeah, you need assistance.
Yeah. Assurance.
No,
let
facts.
Me give you assurance.
So I'm looking at him thinking that. And then I go, bearing in mind, we hadn't really had pre-chats. It was very much just like, match, let's go for drinks. So we don't know much about each other other than Hinge profile, right?
I do like that though.
So I do actually like it. I think it's better. So I go, it's so funny. Like, we need to do like the backgrounds, like the basics. I'm like, you don't even know my real name because my name is Prinny on the app. So I was like, my name's Princess. And he was like, yeah, I would have thought that. Bearing in mind on the app, this
his
is not the
is
name, but Dylan.
Dylan
James, this is the equivalent, the name. And he goes, oh, my name's John. That's not the name, but you know, for purposes.
the actors' names have been changed for the privacy of the GDPR. Actors or whatever.
So I was like, what?
Because your name is just a shortened version of your actual name.
Yeah,
so
I was
name.
Like, okay, went from Dylan to Troy. So I was like, okay. And one thing about me, I'm a jokey person. I'm funny. But these kind of jokes, like if someone was like, oh, no, I'm joking, man. Of course my name's Dylan. I don't find things like that funny because I feel like it's not actually a joke. It's just very unnecessary.
Yeah, like why are you lying about your name?
It's like now you're being weird. Yeah. And now it's... So I'm sipping on my Aperol. I'm like, what? I'm like, no. I'm like, are you joking? Because if you're joking, just say, because I don't do these things.
I don't fuck like this.
And he was like, no. He was like, nah. Like, my name's John. And then I was like, no, because when you messaged me on WhatsApp, it came up with D, like D for Dylan.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, I've got something to tell you.
Mm.
I think, should I leave it here?
That's what I'm should thinking. Maybe save that for the Patreon.
Guys.
To hear, guys.
We need a therapy.
We need therapy.
To unpack what he told me, because it was very much a... You know what? It was a saving grace for me, actually. Because yeah, I was like, fuck it, no, I didn't want to kiss you anyway.
You was you were considering before this information.
Yeah. And then I was like, fucking yeah. I was like, yeah, baby. I was like, first of all, I'd have to see you again and I'd have to kiss you today. This is like win-win.
Yeah.
So he said whatever he said, gave me the information. And then old me, and this is why I know you're proud of me, because old me would have been like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I might not have said like how I really felt and just ghosted him after that type of thing. But I looked at him and I was like, no, you've got to be mature. And I was like, you know what? I really, really appreciate you for telling me this information, because you didn't have to. And I really respect that, because it shows like your character and that you're an honest person. But that's just not something I want to align myself with for obvious reasons. And, yeah, like that's just it, really, bro. The mood changed. My guy started doing sad face, huff and puff. He was like, "What?" So like, he was like, "So what are you saying? Like, you don't want to see me again?" I was like, "I mean, it's kind of implied, but like, I mean, I didn't
you
say
want
it
me
like
to
that."
Really spell
but
it
I
out.
Said,
for
I
you.
Said, "You know what?" I said, "At the end of the day, like, we've had a good time. We vibed, but and I don't mind meeting up with you again. But if we did, it will very much just be as friends, because, like I said, this is not my thing. Girl like me, you know."
That's pretty right.
Girl like me, rolling with people, are you gonna get me in trouble with a popo? No. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's a no from me. And then luckily they were getting to close. I was like, getting to 10. So I was like, thank fuck as well. I don't have to like endure like an awkward conversation. But he was really trying to back it, like give me points. And then it was getting really, obviously on the Patreon, you get the details, but it was getting really like a bit tense. I was like, I think you should drop it, because you're not going to win. Like, I'm a debaters.
Yeah.
Like, I can debate. You're not going to win this with me. And then...
She was in the debating society.
No, literally. So then, obviously, bill came. He paid, like, as you should, because, like, pay for my trauma. And so we went outside, kind of continued the conversation. He was still on the whole, like, oh, I'm not going to see you. He's like, oh, but, like, if I do as friends, like, then, obviously, if you start, like, seeing someone else, then I'll get upset. I was like, I mean... This is just a first date. Like, even if we were going to see each other again, I would date other people. So I just don't really understand
relax.
The ownership. But
I'm
he,
not exclusive.
And he was like, yeah. He's like, nah, like, I just feel like, I just love your energy. Like, I've never really met a girl like you. I was like, duh. He was like, yeah, I just feel like you're just someone that I would want in my life. Like, you just seem very valuable. I was like, bet. Like, I know, but like, no. It's not my vibe. But London is so small.
Oh, God.
When I went
that?
Out on Sunday... And I'm telling my friend the story. One of our guys that was on our table was like, obviously heard key information. Yeah. I obviously didn't do GDPR. I went and said like all the real names and stuff. Oh. He was like, wait, is he tall?
Oh my God, I don't know this.
I was like, yeah. He was like getting points. He was like, raw, swear down. He was like, I didn't even know that about him. I was like, I better not go tell him
oh,
then.
Oh shit.
Yeah, he was like, that's my boy. I was like, well, I better not go tell him, because now I'm breaching
none of my
GDPR.
Business.
Like, none of my business. But then I was like, fuck, like, you can't even tell people nothing.
You think you're traveling half, like...
1 hour and a half!
But everyone
for you to
everyone.
Know someone I know.
Mad.
Bloody hell.
It ain't fucking right.
It ain't right at all. But guys, I'm ready to tell this story again
same. I'm ready to tell mine in full.
On the Patreon.
On the Patreon.
Coming soon. Hopefully maybe next week.
Yeah, I feel like it should hopefully be... Obviously... Follow us on the socials and on our website, and you'll get all the information to hear all of the TEA, like the real TEA, and then some.
And then some. Extra, extra,
because I feel
extra.
Like the end of my story is very hot girl summer.
No, yeah. Oh, the end end.
The end
oh,
end. Oh, girl, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's no, like, it is. This is what it's meant to be.
You saw it through, my boy.
I did. Right. We've come to that time of the episode.
Oh, you're still in my lines.
Go item girl. Of the week.
A little bit. Not really my thing, but we try.
Oh, I don't actually.
You don't have one?
I don't, but I'll find one now.
All right, find one now. I'll go for mine. So mine is one that I saw came up on my little promotions. I love a little promo.
Yeah.
So this is from a brand called With Jean, and they have a collaboration with Lord Nuri. So it's Jean X Lord Nuri.
I don't know who Lord Nuri is.
Neither do I. I don't know any of these people.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, so it's called the Naomi set in Flamboyant and Furium. And it's a nice little two-piece. Have a look. And got skirt.
Oh, I love.
And you've got a nice little top. It's got cut out. You know that look that everyone's going for, the underboob crossover. Yeah. But then the way the skirt goes, it's like a V down past the belly button. So it's like double cut out, like belly cut out, boob cut out. It's so adorable.
Is it like you need abs for it?
Oh, yeah. Like, I do not have abs. So like one day. But this is going for $259.
Bumper
so
cross.
If you do the conversion, I don't know, like over £100. But it's really cute. It's something for holiday, I would say. Nice. I really, really like it.
I've just found mine. It's from Cult Gaia and it's a knitted dress. And I've got something really similar to this. It's called the Billy Knit Dress. It's also cut out. It's like kind of t-shirt bra and it's like cut out on the sides. I'm being really quick.
Oh,
sorry.
Lovely.
And then cut out on the back. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it's really nice.
It's £295. but do you know what? It's so stunning for holiday as well. And just like with a bay in life, Santorini or something on Mykonos, do you know what I mean?
When we get there, after all these little shitty dates.
Thanks, Fendi. It's been real.
But guys, you know what? What I love about us is, although we went through a bit of a phase of feeling like traumatized and discouraged,
We're back outside. We bounce back. We're back outside.
It's a numbers game. I'm ready for my next... Where you at? I'm trying to load one, but I think he's not getting the message.
Oh, I've got no one to load, so I need to go back out on Scouts. So we need to, you're
need to
sending
go
me.
we need to go
back to Soho and find them. Right, guys.
What's up?
We're going to round it up here because Bree's about to piss herself.
I've been here like,
literally, she's about to go right now.
My little
thank
pee-pee
you
bladder.
So much. Obviously, information on Patreon will come out so you guys can get the real tea bi-weekly, hopefully. We'll figure out the logistics, but the tea's come in. And love you. Thanks for supporting. And for anyone who voted for us, thank you so much. We find out the results soon, I think. And I'm going to round it up here. Pretty happy to say. Do you have anything to say?
Oh, sorry. I love you guys so much, and I'll see you next week.
See you next week, guys. Bye.